This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Nancy Ballinger's delightful children's book, Little Johnny's Stories, offers parents and children alike a lighthearted way to discuss important lessons with stories that can be read individually or as a collection. Perfect for bedtime or classroom reading, Little Johnny's Stories delivers timeless messages about growing up, family, and learning from one's mistakes. Little Johnny is a fun-loving, inquisitive little boy who finds himself in many interesting situations, but he always learns a lesson in the end. You will laugh and learn from Little Johnny's adventures. Nancy Ballinger, a retired teacher, is the author of the heartwarming Little Johnny Stories, and she's our guest next on This Week in America.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
For anyone who's worried about back taxes, has not filed tax returns, and doesn't know what to do next, stop and listen. Not filing your taxes can have severe consequences, especially in this political climate. Now that COVID is over, the IRS is getting aggressive, massively increasing enforcement and collection efforts. With politicians making all sorts of promises, especially when it comes to taxes, hiding and not dealing with your taxes will cause you harsh legal and financial ramifications. But right now, the IRS offers forgiveness and writes off a massive amount of tax debt. The Tax Doctor offers a free service that helps people get out of IRS collections and back in good standing with the government. Don't hide or bury your head in the sand. Take advantage of our free service. Call now to learn more. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. That's 800-795-6170. People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Nancy Ballinger's newly released Little Johnny Stories is a heartwarming collection of childhood adventures. Tales of a fun-loving boy teaching valuable life lessons about listening, honesty, and friendship. Nancy, a retired teacher, lives in Kentucky. She's always had a love of reading and storytelling and has shared that love with countless students over 30 years. Nancy Ballinger, author of the delightful children's book Little Johnny Stories, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Nancy. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. I'm looking forward to talking about the book. An excellent job with Little Johnny Stories. And let's start with your background. I just briefly touched on it. Always enjoyed storytelling and stories. So many years in the classroom, decades in the classroom with young people. Tell us a little bit about yourself and where this desire for writing and sharing it with young people came from.
Okay. Well, I grew up in a small town in rural Kentucky. I actually grew up in a family of storytellers. There are many people in my family. That's just the way we communicated. You know, everyone would tell a story. It wasn't, you know, it may be made up. It might have been a story that happened years ago, but I just think I learned the love of storytelling from my family. I always wanted to be a teacher. I don't ever remember a time when I ever said I wanted to be anything other than a teacher. And so I did attend Eastern Kentucky University and majored in elementary education. I taught first grade for almost 28 years. And I decided it was time to retire when my third grandchild was going to be born. And then a couple of years later, my daughter decided that she was going to start a Christian school. And she asked me to come along to help. So I'm the librarian there. I work there every day, just part-time, but I still get my fix working with children and get to share, you know, again, my love for reading and writing with those kids. And so I don't know when that will ever end, but I'm loving it right now.
Well, it's interesting, from storyteller to passing out stories in the library. What's that like? I always like seeing young people, especially at that age, go into the library. They're so excited to get these books, smiles on their faces. What's that like, working the library with such young children?
Oh, they just love it. I try to provide, you know, being a Christian school, we always have our Bible section where they can choose, you know, nonfiction stories from the Bible.
Yes.
But then we also have, you know, all of the, right now, you know, we're gearing up for Thanksgiving. So we have all of the Thanksgiving books. We have the books about the pilgrims, books about the Indians. And then you have all of the turkey books and all of the fun things like that and the little activities that go along with them. It's just so much fun. And like you said, they just get so excited. And actually, a couple of the children, when they've been student of the day or, you know, student of the week or whatever in their school, they have to share their favorites. And there's even been a couple of them that have said Little Johnny Stories is their favorite book. So that's pretty awesome. You know,
that really is. I love this, and how children can be entertained without a tablet, the old fashioned way. Just give them a book and let their minds wander and tell stories and read stories. Our guest on the program is Nancy Ballinger. That's Ballinger. If you're Googling, her book is Little Johnny Stories. It's available wherever books are sold, ChristianFaithPublishing.com and the bookstore as well. All this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Tell us about the book. If the kids are raving about Little Johnny Stories, tell me the background of this. And it's done in such a delightful and charming way.
Okay. The book Little Johnny Stories actually is a collection of 10 books. It's 10 different stories about Little Johnny. Little Johnny is just a little curious boy. He gets into all sorts of situations. You know, some of them are just the normal things that all children experience, like their first day of school, learning to ride a bike, losing their first tooth. But then some other things are like he actually steals something, and how he and his parents work through that is explained in the story. So he has lots of fun. He's a humorous little boy. I think as you read the Little Johnny Stories, you'll find out, you know, he's lots of fun. He's full of energy. He's the typical little boy that I taught so many of. And, you know, he loves life, and he has all sorts of fun experiences.
Well, it's hard to read the book without smiling. Sometimes all the way through the Little Johnny Stories, the book available again wherever books are sold. What was the inspiration to pick Johnny and to tell these stories through him? Where did this idea come from?
Well, I have one daughter. I have only one child, a daughter. And she loved for us to tell her stories at bedtime. We always read to her. I read to her before she was ever born. And every single day I read to her. I think that's very important that parents share, even after your child can read. It's super important that you are reading to your children, because they, if they see you as a reader, they're going to be a lot more interested in becoming a reader themselves. Yes. But she also loved made up stories. So my husband actually came up with Little Johnny. Little Johnny was the guy who, if, for example, our daughter had a rough day, Little Johnny would experience a lot of the same things that she did that day. And then again, he was always funny, and she was able to work through some of the situations that maybe if she had siblings, she might have been able to work through. But being an only child, Little Johnny just kind of became that person that you blame for everything and all of that, you know.
Yes.
So it was quite fun that we told those stories to her. And then as time went on, I've always wanted to write a book. I've always loved writing. I was that geek in school that loved essays. I would much prefer an essay question over a multiple choice, because I felt like I could express myself better in writing than I could, answering questions. So my husband said, you need to write, And life happens. And, I was busy with work and everything. And then finally he said, a good idea for you would just be to write your little Johnny stories, the stories we used to tell. So first of all, my daughter was the main inspiration, but then you can't teach children for over 30 years and not have lots of stories about kiddos. So there's parts of Little Johnny that come from many of the students that I taught over the years. There are actually some Little Johnny stories that are written directly about myself. Things that happened to me as a child. Stories that my husband has told me about that happened to him as a child. And then there are specific little things about Little Johnny that are specific to each of my grandchildren. It's not that there's a story that they experienced, but for example, there's one where Little Johnny does not like broccoli. I have a grandson that does not like broccoli. And so he knows that little part of Little Johnny is about him. So there's little parts like that of each of my three grandchildren embedded throughout the Little Johnny stories.
The book is so relatable, and I read that in reviews, and people will say, boy, the stories here are relatable. Is that why, do you think, one of the elements of why it's so relatable, the fact that these are stories basically from your life and stories that you lived through and you've seen and you've been part of?
I do think that is true. Every child has their first day of school. Every child loses a tooth. Every child's afraid of something. Little Johnny's afraid of thunderstorms. So, and the other thing about that makes it relatable, I think, is that we look at it with Little Johnny through humor. He says things that are funny and he does things that are funny as he's navigating through these stories. And, sometimes it's easier, even as an adult, but as a child, it's a lot easier to laugh about someone else than it is about yourself.
Exactly.
It's hard to look at yourself and say, I didn't do that right. But it's easy to look at Little Johnny and say, oh, he should have done it this way. So I think that makes it relatable. And then, he's just curious about everything. And most children are the same way. And I think that they can see themselves in Little Johnny to some degree.
The book is Little Johnny Stories. Nancy Ballinger is the author and our guest, Ballinger. Book available wherever books are sold. Of course, Amazon, ChristianFaithPublishing.com in their book section as well. And we've got that information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Tell us, if you would, about maybe one of the adventures in the book, because you don't just get him into predicament. You've got him thinking it through. You've got us thinking it through. We've got us discussing thinking it through. Take us one of the adventures.
Well, one of the adventures involves Little Johnny losing his first tooth. He thinks it's so cool when he notices that he has a tooth that's wiggly. And so he's constantly wiggling it. And then one day it feels weird. So he goes and looks at it in the mirror and it doesn't stand up like the other teeth. And then later on that day, he tastes blood in his mouth. And so he immediately assumes that his tooth is hurt because he's never bled he wasn't hurt. So he just knows his tooth is hurt and he's crying and he says, Mommy, can I have a Band-Aid? My tooth is hurt. And so Mommy has to explain to him, we don't put a Band-Aid on our tooth. That's a normal thing that happens. Well, Little Johnny doesn't like it at all. He's afraid to eat. He's just torn up about this loose tooth. And then in the end, obviously the tooth comes out and he realizes it wasn't nearly as bad as he thought. And he's a little proud of himself because Mommy tells him, now you're growing up. And Mom is a little sad to realize that, hey, my baby is growing up. So I think there's things in the Little Johnny stories for not just the child, but for the parent too.
That's what makes this great. You mentioned reading it with the child or having the child read it to you. There's so many discussion points there as you go through in reading. It's the Little Johnny Stories, the book available, again, wherever books are sold. Little Johnny, the main character, you sort of touched on this, but is that based on anyone specifically? I can imagine maybe you looking out in your classroom and seeing a whole lot of Little Johnnies out there, and then these memories came back as you were writing the story. A composite or based on maybe one or a couple of your students? Or even grandkids?
Little Johnny is a compilation of all of the children that I've come in contact with, not just in the classroom, at church. I always taught Bible school. I taught Sunday school. So I have, you know, lots of those children that, and you are right when you said that when I look at a classroom, there were always Little Johnny. They may not have been named Johnny, but there were always lots of Little Johnnies. It's hard to say that the characteristics came from one person. That's impossible because, like you said, as I write, it's like, oh, I remember this happening when, you know, I had a student that was terribly terrified of thunderstorms. Anytime the sky would get dark, you know, and so he was the inspiration to write the story, Little Johnny is Afraid of Thunderstorms. But then within that story, there was a situation that happened with my own grandchildren. They were at my house. We had a thunderstorm. The power went off. You know, and when they're not with their mom and dad, it's a little scarier. And, you know, so I just kind of, all of the stories, I just kind of drew from lots of experiences. And he has... Like I said earlier, he has little parts of my husband, myself, my daughter, my grandkids, and the countless children that I taught.
More with our guest, Nancy Ballinger, author of Little Johnny Stories, after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
For anyone who's worried about back taxes, has not filed tax returns, and doesn't know what to do next, stop and listen. Not filing your taxes can have severe consequences, especially in this political climate. Now that COVID is over, the IRS is getting aggressive, massively increasing enforcement and collection efforts. With politicians making all sorts of promises, especially when it comes to taxes, hiding and not dealing with your taxes will cause you harsh legal and financial ramifications. But right now, the IRS offers forgiveness and writes off a massive amount of tax debt. The Tax Doctor offers a free service that helps people get out of IRS collections and back in good standing with the government. Don't hide or bury your head in the sand. Take advantage of our free service. Call now to learn more. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. That's 800-795-6170.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-915-9058. 800-915-9058. 800-915-9058. That's 800-915-9058. People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
And now back to This Week in America and our guest, Nancy Ballinger, author of the heartwarming Little Johnny Stories. Talk about the writing style that you have. For example, you've got a moral at the end of each story. Talk about why you decided to do this. And I love that's one of the things, again, that sets it apart from so many of the children's books out there that are well done. You take it a step further and you talk about it at the end of each story. How did that process come up?
Well, again, I go back to when we actually told our daughter Little Johnny Stories, and that was something that we did at the end. The Little Johnny Stories were used many times to correct her rather than scolding her about something that she had done. Little Johnny would experience what she did, and we would talk about, you know, the moral of this story is Little Johnny should have done this, or he should have learned this lesson from that. And then that opened up the door for conversations about, well, what maybe could you have done today that would have been different than the choice that you made? And the moral summarizes the story. And I guess that I draw from all those years of teaching children to read and, you know, always picking out the main important part of the story. So the moral is like the meat of the story. What can I learn from this? What can I take away from it and apply to my life? So, and I also wanted the morals to be encouragement. It's not like you did this wrong, you should have done this. It's many times it's encouragement that hopefully encouragement for the parent, because let's face it, as parents, we're navigating new waters too. Children don't come with a manual that says this is the way you handle this situation. So hopefully the moral can help the parent as well as the child to say, oh, I see what Little Johnny did there. Maybe I should think about that.
As I say, the book is more than entertaining. You've got the morals there. That's one of the aspects. The book is the Little Johnny Story book, available wherever books are sold. Many modern children's books have one or more parent who is not the best role model that they deal with in telling their story. Your book portrays the family in a different way. Talk about your decision to have the presentation go in that direction.
Well, one of the things that has concerned me about children's television programs and even children's books that are modern, now they're not all this way, but many times one of the parents, or sometimes even both, are portrayed as not very smart. The child is the one that knows the answers to everything, and they lead the family. Well, in reality, that's not the way that it is. God designed the family the way that he did for a purpose. We can't, none of us were born knowing how to solve problems. We learn, it's a process of learning, and we're still continuing as adults to learn, you know, how to navigate through problems and things like that. When a child is hurt or has a problem, the first person that they go to is their parent. And it's the parent's responsibility to be there and to teach them, and through even all the everyday little things that happen, our children are learning from us. And I think it's very important in Little Johnny's Stories, in the book, I tried to portray his parents as their young parents. They're not always going to know the exact right answer, but they work through it together, because that's the way that we do things in a family. You know, we work together.
Yes.
And, you know, also I wanted Little Johnny to be a child that was taught to respect adults, because one of the things that I noticed over my career in teaching is the decline in the respect for authority and the respect for adults. And I think in the family, that's very important, that we teach our children to, you know, it's a mutual respect. We have to respect their children, but they also have to respect us in the role that we are as parents. And we're not always going to be best friends. Sometimes we have to tell our children hard truths. And hopefully through little Johnny, it makes it a little easier.
Well, it does. And as you're saying that, I'm thinking of all that you've seen in the 30 years and continuing now as a librarian. You could write a book, I'm sure, on all of the changes in society, in child rearing that you see, how children come prepared to start in school. Are you thinking about other books? I didn't want to give you that one specifically as an assignment to write, but are you thinking about other books more in the series?
Actually, definitely. I'm currently writing a book that will be a standalone. It's not going to be a collection of Little Johnny stories, but it is going to be one. I'm actually in the process of writing Little Johnny Learns the True Meaning of Christmas. And I think Christmas is one of the holidays that has probably been blown up more so than
exactly.
any other.
Yes.
And, you know, it's sometimes it's hard to separate all of the things, you know, why do we celebrate Christmas? And is it all about the presents that I get? And, you know, I think it's very important that little Johnny is going to learn that giving is so much more than receiving. And hopefully I can relate that through the story. And then I also, at the same time, am working on a second collection of Little Johnny stories. There just are so many. And every time, I keep a little notepad by my bed at night, and I'll wake up sometimes and think, oh, this would be a good Little Johnny story, and I'll just jot it down. I have lists and lists of possible Little Johnny stories to write, and every time I interact with a child, I think of another one. So I hope to continue doing this.
Plenty of material and an ongoing collection of material as well. And I love what you're doing with the child-oriented Christmas book. And that is such an important message that you're getting out at a very young age. And hopefully that will come out soon. We can have a chance to talk about that as well. A couple minutes left in the program. Why should parents consider purchasing your book? What makes it different? Why do you feel like this book will entertain your child, but really will give you an entry into a discussion with them, maybe getting them to open up in a whole different atmosphere?
Well, Little Johnny Stories is written as a book. Really, a child can read it on their own, but it's really written for a parent and child to share together.
Yes.
And it can be used, like you said, to start conversations about what's going on in their lives. You know, sometimes parents send their child to school. They don't realize that their child has had a difficult situation, maybe with a friend, and the Little Johnny story might bring that out. And then they could have that conversation about, well, how could you handle this? You know, if someone doesn't share with you, how can you handle it? What's the best way to handle it? How did little Johnny handle it? Well, what should you do differently? Or what should you do the same way that he did? And I think, you know, also, we don't have a lot of options for books that teach good morals and ethics. And I think that, I'm hopeful that Little Johnny Stories does just that. It teaches good lessons through relatable stories that we've all experienced. And, you know, I've had several people tell me I think it's the first story in the book. It's Little Johnny's first day of school. And I've had several adults tell me, you know, I never thought about a child's perspective. What is it like for them? Because little Johnny gets so fearful because his parents are going to leave him. Well, as parents, you know, we look at it from our side. It's like, oh, our baby's going to school. You know, we have all those emotions, but we never stop sometimes to think about that the child has those strong emotions too.
Yes.
And they feel, you know, and hopefully we can talk through those things with the children and make them not as anxious.
Nancy, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for being with us on the program. Look forward to doing it again. Thank you for being with us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.